Does the health of Latino men get worse after they immigrate to the U.S.? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mariana Sanchez, assistant professor in the Department of Health Promotion at Florida International University, finds out.
Since the mid-1980s, researchers have believed in the healthy immigrant effect, which notes the phenomenon that Latino immigrants arriving in the U.S. are on average healthier than their native-born counterparts. Yet, their health declines the longer they live in the U.S. But we were surprised to find that upon moving to the United States, there was a decrease in alcohol use among men, with no significant change in women. In the first community-based investigation to examine the influence of pre-immigration social and cultural factors on the adaptation process and alcohol use and misuse of young adult recent Latino immigrants, my team and I followed more than 500 documented and undocumented immigrants. These immigrants represented 17 countries across Latin America, and the participants were followed during their first decade of living in the U.S. Participants were asked about various aspects of their alcohol consumption, based on frequency and quantity, before they moved to the U.S. and throughout the 10 years after immigration. These findings challenge our previous perceptions that increased time in the United States leads to worsening health outcomes, including alcohol misuse among Latino immigrants. We're now also examining what differences and similarities, if any, exist in the drinking patterns of young adult recent Latino immigrants from varying national origins, and what are some social and cultural factors that impact distinct drinking patterns over time. Using these findings, we can now work to develop intervention strategies, including programs and social media campaigns that may be developed to target alcohol misuse among Latinos from different countries. The goal is to continue the decreasing rates of post-immigration alcohol use among Latino immigrant men and maintain overall healthier lifestyle choices to hopefully prevent the decline in overall health seen in Latino immigrants.
That was Mariana Sanchez of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.